Greetings, Christian friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the RGRD broadcast as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? We're so happy that you've joined us today, and I want to invite you to stay tuned as we prepare now to join the servant of the Lord, Brother Hardy, as he brings forth a brand new, exciting message that I know will speak to every heart and bless you tremendously. This message is entitled, The Christian's Adoption. The Word of God is declared in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. What exactly is the Bible terminology of the word adoption? Let's join Brother Hardy now for this powerful message.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I mean, no wonder David said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Everybody say, God, you're good. Hallelujah. All right. This morning we want to preach on the theme, the Christian's adoption. The Christian's adoption. And if you have your Bibles, let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter, and about the 14th verse. And it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful passage. The Christian's adoption. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again, the fear, but the spirit of adoption or sonship. I want to first of all speak and explain the Roman metaphor of adoption that Paul is using here to show the new relationship of the Christian with God when he gets saved. And when Paul used the metaphor of adoption to the Romans really understood their relationship to God. To us in this modern day, we don't understand adoption like the Romans understood it. Usually adoption in our day is somebody didn't want you and just got rid of you, and then you were underprivileged and mistreated. Usually like somebody would, maybe a couple that couldn't have children, so they adopt a child, and then all of a sudden they start having children, and the adopted child gets pushed in the back. And a lot of times when that new father of that adopted child died at the will, he was cut out. But not so in Roman adoption. First of all, in Roman law, the father was what they call in Latin patria potestes. Patria potestes means the absolute power of the father. In Roman law, the father had absolute power over his household and especially his children. If his wife had a child and he didn't like it, he would just simply throw it in the trash or give it away if he was merciful. This was a common practice in the Roman world. They would just give the children away, and mostly they would give the daughters away or throw them in the trash. And then unscrupulous people would pick them up, cripple them, and then use them to get money by begging. Or they would give them, if they were a poor father, give the daughters to the gods as a gift. And then they would become, as in the case of Aphrodite, the goddess of reproduction, they would become the temple prostitutes, so notorious in the Roman Empire's worship of their gods. That's why God was against these idolatrous worship, because almost without fail, it involved this illicit sex relationship with the worshiper, with the temple prostitutes. But the Father was absolute power. And the Son or the Child never got from under his power. It doesn't make any difference if the Son would get married and have his own family. His Father was his ruler. And the only way that the Son could get free of his Father's power was for the Father to adopt him. And this was a legal Roman custom. And it involved two things. Two phases happened when a person got adopted. First of all, the first page was called mancipatio, which means he was emancipated. We get our English word from that. He was liberated or free from the power of his father. The second phase was vindicatio, or he was vindicated or legally recognized as the new father's son. And this was all done with a symbolic ritual. They would get scales, weighing scales. The father that was going to release his son to the other father that was going to buy the son and become a new father to him. The original father would get these weighing scales and weigh out the amount of money that the new father had to spend to purchase this son. There had to be 7 witnesses. And then they would act out a little scenario. The father would weigh out the amount of money, and usually for a male it was 30 pieces of silver. Isn't it kind of strange? That's what they gave Judas for Jesus. For the daughter, 20 pieces of silver. And the father that was going to be the new father would then put the amount of money agreed upon on the scale, and then the father would give the child to the new father. But then he would back away and then change his mind and grab the child and said, "No, I want more money." But the new father would say, "I have paid the price agreed. The price is paid in full. You have to give me the child." And the father would reluctantly give the child back and then back away and then grab the child again and say, "No, it's a part of me. I won't let him go." The new father would say, "You have to let him go. The price has been paid." And after the third time, finally, the father would give the child, go over and pick his money up and put it in his pocket and walk away. Then the second stage of adoption had to come into action, the vindication, which meant that the new father had to take the legal document witnessed by the 7 witnesses down to the recorder, probably the keeper of records in America, the clerk, court clerk, and he would record this legal transaction in the courts of Rome. And at that moment that it was recorded, then that child was the legal son of this new father. And all of the records of his old life was wiped out and remembered no more. So there was a consequence on becoming adopted into the Roman family. After they went through the mancipatio, the emancipation and the freeing, then the vindicatio, the vindication and proving and the recording of the adoption, 3 things happened to that Roman son. He had a new family with all the rights of that new father. Second, all of his old life was wiped out as if he never existed until that moment. Third, he became the heir of his new father, and everything his new father had belonged to him. It didn't make any difference if that father would have other children that were born to him. They could not affect this adopted son's heirship and standing in the family. And like I've already alluded to, a lot of times when a child gets adopted because a parent thinks that he cannot have children, and they adopt the child, and then all of a sudden children come along, and pretty soon they begin to treat him as a stepchild, and then even at death he doesn't have a part in the will. It couldn't happen in Roman law. They could never, never infringe on his rights as a son, because in Roman law, he was just as if he was born to that father. And he could not be disinherited, and none of his rights could be impugned, but he had to be treated as the very heir of his new father.
Amen. What a beautifully inspiring message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the Christian adoption. Do you realize if you've been begotten again of the incorruptible seed of God's word, that you are a son of God, and therefore as a son of God, you're an heir of God? The Bible says that God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, actually, that's a very intimate and endearing term. It would be equivalent to our saying, Dear Daddy. You may not have had a good relationship with your earthly father, but your heavenly father loves you with an everlasting love, and he wants you to know who you are as his child. And when you order this message, The Christian Adoption, because it's available and we're offering it on both CD and cassette, we want to send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Heirs of God, because the Word of God goes on to say that if we're sons of God, then we're heirs of God and joint heirs or equal heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's so important for us to know what our inheritance in Christ Jesus really is, because God has granted to us all things that pertain to our life and godliness through the knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes, and for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please send your love offering and request the Heirs of God series to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online at rghardy.org. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy, request Faith is Action magazine. Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.